Now, listen carefully. What can you hear? Personally, I can hear strange ticking going on inside the boiler. The dog stretching out on the floor. The motorway in the distance. Kids laughing next door. They must be visiting the neighbour and the central heating just switching. What I really want to record though is this. Not that, that's the central heating. This. This bottle. This bottle of Ardbeg 10-year-old Islay. Now it's only a small bottle because I could only afford the sample bottle at the time. But I accidentally stumbled upon this great whiskey shop in London. I did audio boo from inside there. I need to remind myself where it is because I will be going back there. But this is the last dram, the last small drink from the sample bottle. And I want to remember it because it is damn fine. Great whiskey. So if you can hear me over my very noisy central heating, maybe I should have... In fact, I will. I'm going over here, slightly further away from the central heating, to another room with a wooden floor that you'll now hear the dog jangle away into the room. Go and sit down. I'm recording. No, go and sit down. It's getting close to that WALK time. So, balancing the iPhone on top of a Christmas card, as I just have, and now we have kind of a very cold stone window ledge. Can't see a bloody thing in here, it's much darker. I don't need to see anything, I can feel my way. So it's kind of a plastic cat, almost medicine bottle. And the aroma straight away leaks out. And yes, I know it's not even 5 o'clock on a technically a work day, but I've broken up now. I've broken up for Christmas and I do not want to be held responsible for anything that I record, do, say, video, photograph, tweet between now and 2010. Because I will probably be out of character sorts due to the obvious joy of having downtime where you're not really expected to do anything or be anywhere or work on any projects. But also the overindulgent times that probably we shouldn't be doing, but sod it, I'm going to do anyway. So here we have a small nondescript glass on kind of permanent loan from the Black Lion Hotel in Manchester. Thanks a lot, guys. Sorry, but thanks. Here we go. That's it. I'm now just going to tongue the end of the bowl because that drip didn't not want to be wasted. And I have... Oh, I just remembered something. It's 50%. So really, I probably could do with dropping some water in this, but I'm going to have a sip prior to dropping some water in just to see how I feel about it. Obviously, as you'd expect from a whiskey from Ardbeg, excuse me, Ardbeg, that's the smell just overwhelming me. It's going to be peaty, it's going to be earthy, it's going to be dirty, but it's going to be rounded and full-bodied. Oh, how do I know this? Why aren't I tasting it and telling you? Because, obviously, I've drunk the rest of the bottle. So, here we go. Oh, you fighter. Rolling it around my mouth. Straight up in the back of my throat. And, oh, wow. I'm being mindful of this right now because there is no better way of really enjoying every single element of a drink which a lot of effort has gone into making. It sat there for 10 years before finally now
entering my gullet and warming myself somewhat, I am so ready for going out with the DOG. Yes, she probably can spell. I don't say it too many times, but I will. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever it is you choose to be doing over the next week or so. I will be drinking more whiskey, enjoying the company of family and friends. Great food. I'm not putting any water in this. This is just stupendously good. And being as present and mindful as I can, I think. Yeah. Fewer distractions for the next week. I'm going to have a holiday of the mind. Just as much of an Epicurean adventure as I can handle as well. Speak to you later.